All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Chop It Up. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bon.
And we got a special guest today, my boy Will Adams, man. Independent filmmaker, good dude. Been knowing this dude 10 years, man. Been knowing him since I started working with him.
10 years?
It's been 10 years, bro. This is 11. Damn. This will be 11, yeah. That's crazy, right?
Nah.
Time be flying.
That's how time works.
I just was thinking about it. I was like, damn, how old you is, man?
67.
Damn, like Kevin Hart did old 30. Damn. It's like, shit, time be flying, man. But yeah, got another episode today, man. So we want to talk about support today, but we just want to get into a little bit about your like background and like who you are and what you do. Tell them about like, you know, your independent filmmaking journey. Just a little brief.
You just told them I was independent.
I mean, yeah, but you know, like, I knew he was going to do this.
He's an independent filmmaker. Yeah, tell them about your independent filmmaking journey.
All right, just tell them a little bit about you. You know what I'm saying? What you got out right now that they can go look at?
Well, y'all can watch Sex Ain't Love. Step Off the Block. Aaron's in Step Off the Block.
Okay.
The website is lokekey.com, which shows all the work where you can just touch the posters and it take you straight to the work. But anyway, back to what you were saying.
Oh my gosh, bro.
So tussle about you. No questions. I wasn't working with me, you know?
I really want to know what made you like put me in. Step Ain't Love.
It's crazy.
Step Off the Block.
He started a movie.
So it was wild. He crazy.
And I was a star of a movie. I ain't never acted before, but this man
make him the star? Everybody, it made him. Man,
but he had the look that I wanted for the particular character. Mm-hmm. We were working with somebody else, and they kind of fell through. And I wasn't brainstorming, and he just walked in front of me. What's up, Will? I was like, hey, can you be in my movie? He's like, I don't really know if I. It's cool.
I hope I don't sound like that.
You can do it. But how you know I can do it? I said, trust me, you can do it. You can read, right? Yeah, all right, you can do
it. A little bit, not.
and he knocked it out. He was really good at it.
And it was cool. I'm not even gonna lie.
You didn't see it, right?
I didn't see it, y'all. I didn't see it.
You knew I was coming.
And it was in the movie theater.
You haven't seen any of my movies?
87 movie theater twice.
Hold on. Wait. So when you were dropping all these movies, I was back at school.
It was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a different man in high school.
they're still out where you can see them. You ain't seen
nothing. I'm going to watch it. I'm watching it. Trust me.
It's too late. Man,
talk about support, bro.
Yeah, this was.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? We talking about this guy today.
I guess we got to change the topic.
Nah, for real. But that was a cool experience, though. Like, it actually, I'll be thinking about stuff. Maybe that's helped me be in front of cameras. Like, we doing that. It's not so weird for me since I've done it with you. I just recently did it with you last year.
Oh, Tubi movie.
Tubi movie. We just did that one. Check that one out. It's like, I kind of get a little more comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Because when me and him first started, it was awkward because I'm like, now we're doing something different. I don't have no lines to go against. But we kind of got on that kind of fast, which is cool. It's crazy how doors open.
It was like 50 videos until I started.
It was definitely an awkward phase for a minute.
Well, I think that, you know, once you start doing it and once you get comfortable and you forget about that,
yeah,
that's the whole element you got to forget about. See, absolutely. When you're on my set, you got to worry about me. You don't even worry about that. I know you didn't say it, because I'm quick to say, that's not it. Even though 90% of the time, 90, not 100, but 90% of the time, he was on his mark.
Okay.
And even though that time when we were with Tisha, he was like, hey, didn't you think your name was that too? It say Leisha. She was like, my name is Melissa. I'm like, no, it's Leisha. It's Leisha? I'm like, you read script. And then he's like, did you say it? We had a whole outtake about it.
Legit.
The whole thing is when you got somebody yelling at you like, that's not the line, or give it more feeling, you know, it's hard, but it was easy with him.
Okay.
What was cool about that was you allowed me to like kind of rephrase the lines. I didn't have to go word for word. I kind of put my own spin, but it still delivered.
It's a suggestion, but as long as you give me what I want.
Yeah.
Now, you can't just, you know, if I say, hey, the line is walk through the door, and you're like, man, I'm about to go drink me a pop. Mm. That, you know, yeah. like, you know, he was like, I'm about to pass through this, you know, yeah. spot, right? You know, however you phrase it, as long as it still hit the same mark. So, for I sure. mean, it was easy. It was easy with him. Some people, you know, I can't really say no names because, you know, it'd be putting them on blast. I mean, you know, I really don't care about it, but I'm trying to be.
You're trying to be a better
different.
Person.
No, not a better person. Just different. Uh-huh. Different.
This guy.
Yeah, because I get a lot of flack from people like, you should be nicer. I'm like, ugh.
What would you say the hardest thing is about being an independent filmmaker?
The hardest thing now?
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing, then or now?
Then, like, when you first started, what was something you really...
Well, the hardest thing that happened... the hardest thing when I first started was getting people to show up and not directing people. When you get people in front of the camera, they have to follow one person because you can't have an idea, you can't have an idea, and I have an idea, and then you two clash, and then I'm like, well, that's not my idea either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody has to listen to that one person. That one person tells them what to do, what mark to stand on, all that, because when you have the actors coming in there doing everything, it's not a fine-tuned machine anymore. It's more like a disaster because everybody is actually, like I said, walking this way, walking that way, getting ready to kiss, but they should be fighting. You know, like, hold on, you know, y'all got to listen to the director. So back then, that my first movie, Kidnapped, that's the one thing that I learned. I learned that you have to direct your actors. And I show proof for that when I did My Enemy's Son, because one of the actors, he didn't say a line. It wouldn't deliver right out of his mouth. Okay. He said it right, but it wouldn't deliver out of his mouth. So I told him to say it differently. And he said, well, I like it the way it was written in the script. I said, I do too, because I wrote it. Mm-hmm. But you're going to say it this way. He said, but no, I don't want to. I said, how about we don't do the movie at all? Then he delivered the line. And then later on, when he saw the movie, he was like, you know what? You was right. I'm like, you have to trust the director.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now the hardest thing is, I don't want to say financing, because financing is just me saving the money from the other movies that make money. But actors have different attitudes when they working with, well, depending on what you tell them. If I tell them, I say, I'm making a movie, I'm not sure where it's going to go, but I can guarantee you we're going to have a screening in the theater.
Right.
Okay, cool. But then if I come in there and be like, yo, Netflix is on my heels, they talking about they gonna give me a deal after I finish this movie. Now everybody lining up to be in Bond's movie, and Bond is lying. Bond's saying he got a movie coming out, and everything, and he don't even have to pay anybody.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I say I got a movie coming out, and granted, some people I don't have to pay. Like Aaron said, he didn't have to pay. I pay him anyway. But but they are waiting in front of me. They're like, all right, well. And then, but see, when we on set, how long we stay on set? 2-3 hours?
Right.
We on Bond set for 12 hours. Yes. And nobody getting paid.
Okay.
Nobody getting paid. And that's deep. That's different. That's deep. And when you think about it from that perspective, that's the hard thing, because everybody wants to get paid. And the financing is there, but then people attitudes... And the minute somebody show up late, one person show up late, next shoot, everybody show up late.
Yeah.
But y'all getting paid.
Yeah.
You remember I said his name.
Oh my God, he name dropping on this.
I know.
We'll cut that out.
All right, so yeah, man, today's conversation going to be about like support. Like, what does support mean to y'all?
Does to us or to me?
Just like, we'll start with Bond and then we'll just work our way around everybody else.
Oh, we're fed.
All right, so I can steal some of his stuff. Cool.
I would think support is kind of different for certain people. For me, it kind of changed, because at first I was in a mood where I wanted support from everybody. If I tried something, I wanted everybody to just full wholeheartedly believe in everything I was doing. But I don't really fully care for support so much, because I know, like, the things that we're doing now, like we started YouTube, I know not everybody believes that that's going to work.
Yeah.
Or even when I was competing, not everybody thought that, oh, you're going to be the best. You're going to. I just don't look for support anymore for certain people, even the people closest to me.
No, I agree.
I look at it different. I thought I was stealing some of your stuff. I don't like your stuff. I don't like your stuff at all. So there's people out there that supports you.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly. A lot of times we will focus on those people who are not supporting us, and we'll be like, please, please support me. And if they're not supporting you, it's cool, because this person over here is like, man, I love your work. Really? Cool. But please support me. You've given all your energy to this person who could care less.
Okay.
And you're on your knees, but this right, because you was just talking about, well, you're not looking for support. There are people out there that support you. Those are people you're supposed to be focusing the energy on. Those people who don't support you, they're not worth your time. That's how I think about when. That's what I think about when I think about support, because Lawrence E. Johnson Jr., I can say his name. I ain't saying nothing bad about him. But, you know, he used to complain to me about how people be on his page talking, you know, and they'll see his work and they see him in person and be like, man, I see you doing stuff. He's like, no, they don't say nothing on my page. I said, bro, you don't waste your time on them. You waste your time on the people who are supporting, the people who are giving you positive reinforcement. You keep them in a chokehold.
You give them your time.
Yeah, yeah. Those people right there, you don't, man, you close the door. Because they're not going to ever, either they're not going to ever come, but I mean, it's some people that be like, they be like, hey, Will, you still making movies? Never seen none of them. I've been making movies forever. I ain't seen one of them. You still make movies?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay, then.
Like, they don't care. They don't care what you're making.
Mm-hmm. Legit.
They just want to know. They trying to say, they want me to be like, nah, man, I gave that up. Oh, straight up, what makes you give it up? Like, oh, you want to see me fail.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You focus on those people who support you. That's it. All right, Aaron.
Now, 100%, like, just to touch back on what you just said, I heard somebody say that you can get a million yeses, but you hear the one no the loudest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people are focused on that more than they focus on the million that's showing all the love. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that. With support with me, I don't expect it from nobody, but I accept it. You know, whoever want to give it to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go around with the expectation, like, you supposed to support me because we family. Like, they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is blessed with free will. So it's like, you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? But it do kind of like suck when you don't get that support from like the ones that's close to you. It sucks, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, once you accept that and just be okay with it, you get peace from it.
It'd be hard to be okay with it, but you know, some people that don't know me, they wholeheartedly be looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
My family, oh, made another movie. All right, I thought. You supposed to, you know, because my family, I got enough family to fill up the theater, 200 seats. You know what I'm saying? But when we had the screening, I think three of my family members was there. My mother, my sister, my father. My father dipped out before the movie started. So really two. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So all those people supported me. And I look at the footage from Sex Ain't Love when we had the screening. All those people came out. They came out, and I was like, I don't know that person. Okay, they're my cut. Who was that? You know, and it's a beautiful thing when people who don't know you be like, oh, man. And then they come out, that was a dope movie, man. Oh, my God. You know, and I was like, that's a good feeling because they support. Let me know when you make something. Here's my email address. Email me. Let me follow you on Facebook. And then I do something else. And then, I was at your screening in the Sex Ain't Love. You remember me? I do. Give me a hug. I'm about to go watch this. This better be funny. It's going to be funny. That's hype.
Yeah.
But like when you made that first movie, you said there was one person in there. Did that not discourage you from making another movie? What made you, what pushed you to make a whole other movie when you knew only one person came?
Because I looked at all my mistakes when I watched that movie on the screen. And I said, I did this wrong. I did this wrong. I did this wrong. Plus, when I was telling people about my movie, I said, I got a movie. Everybody said, you made a movie? I said, yeah, I made a movie. Oh, that's crazy. But you gonna come see it? You made a movie? So I did. What I did was the second time around, now I'm putting out fillers on it, because this is when Facebook was starting to get hot. Putting fillers on Facebook. Us behind the scenes shots of us shooting.
Okay.
So now you see me doing it. You don't see the video, you don't see the actual footage, you see me doing it. So now I'm intriguing you. It's like I'm cooking a cake and you smell it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, damn, what kind of cake is that? It's caramel. Right up. caramel cake.
Yeah.
So
kind of touch on that, like, because I hate when people they don't really support you, but when they start to see you get some like you say, smelling the cake, they seeing what you're doing, making good progress, all of a sudden here they come, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man.
That's rough, bro.
That's hard to deal with, because it's like, you, especially when it comes to certain people, if you've been seeing me and like seeing what I've been doing, and now all of a sudden you want to come be a part of it, that's hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know if it's that, bro. It's the whole thing of, I have a brand new movie out.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden Bond says, hey, how you doing? How can I audition for your movie? You haven't seen any of my work. You just see the traction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see none of the work. You don't see none of the effort. You don't even know if the movie is good. But how can I audition to be in your next project? Don't you want to know if I'm good or not? Yeah. Have you seen any of my work? No, I haven't seen any of your work. But you see all this traction on Facebook, mm-hmm. or Instagram, and you running behind that. That's the thing that's rough. That's how I met with I was on WGN. As I'm on WGN, he inboxed me on message, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to be like one of them jerks that don't respond to people. Then he talked about, we met, and then I was like, oh, you want to be an actor? Okay, I got this little small role for you on the short. And he boo-booed the bed. So, and that's me giving him a chance. I'm like, you know what? I need some space between them type of people, because I don't, you know, it might be somebody out there that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't ask to work with somebody if I haven't seen their work. I don't care how fine she looked, how dope dude is as a model, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I don't know how you perform,
yeah,
I'm not going to ask you to be in none of my stuff. I have to actually see what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll know that I can work with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my 4K. Now, there are good actors out there that tell me, you know, this is just whoever. But I'm like, it better be good. But, you know, other than that, I'll take a suggestion. But the support, we about to cut off. I see your hand. I'm sorry. But the support,
but yeah,
you know, it's just crazy how people, they see the end result. They're at the finish line.
Yeah.
I used to call them finish line hoes, because they had the finish line. Oh, yeah, you did it. Like, you didn't even give me a bottle of water when I was running my first lap.
Yeah.
Now I'm at the finish line running through the tape. You're like, yeah, I know you could.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I guess they do the same, had the same role as an agent or a manager. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that was a dope move. Here's my card.
Yeah. But some people just want it for their benefit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They only want to hop on it once it gets hot. You know what I'm saying?
They only see the end result.
Yeah, they only see the end result. They don't see the work. And some do see the work and just be like, oh, he crazy. He ain't doing nothing. You know, they don't understand. Like, nah, I'm really trying to get somewhere with this. Like, I'm showing up, putting in the work. Mm-hmm. They don't look at that. They just want to know, how can I be down? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, the one thing I love that Messenger does now is, Bond sends you a message. Do you want to reply? No. No.
Say it's over with.
Spam. Market spam.
That's true, man. So how do y'all show support to people, you know? How does that work for y'all? What does that look like for y'all?
I show support a lot more now, especially if I, let's just say I have a friend that's starting something of their own, like they start a clothing brand or something like that. I will reach out and say, oh, you're doing a great job. If you want to go on like a pod or something like that, just to show your brand off, we can talk about it and put your name out there, we can. But I was definitely one of those people before that didn't care, didn't really show support.
Yeah.
I was definitely one of those guys.
Still are.
Until I...
that was good.
I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm trying to change. I'm growing.
I know I got shorts too. You know, like two, 3 minutes.
But I'm growing. I'm trying to become someone that's more supportive, because now that I started doing this, now I'm starting to realize what support really is. People that show support, people that don't.
Yeah, you don't.
See, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. But that's a good thing, though. You have to be able to look at yourself and recognize your wrongs to be better. So that's a good thing. Yeah, none of us are.
People support, show support. Y'all.
I'm like, that was perfect. I don't know. You couldn't ask,
man, that was dope. Like, wow, you must have scripted that, boy. I didn't even think you were going to do something like that.
I was going to blur my face out.
Well, support for me It was, I'm here to support you guys.
For sure. Appreciate that.
Restaurants, I buy.
I
spend money. I show up. Mm-hmm. But support begets support. And I'm not going to continue to support you when you're not supporting nobody but yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just me. So support gets support. And that's how we, I've always put before, you know, I'm always the first person to try to support. And then when it comes to my turn, nobody's supporting. So then down the line, I'm like, okay, I cut you off. Mm-hmm. I didn't cut off a whole bunch of people. And all of a sudden, hey, I got something going. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll be there. And what happened? Some things came up. Same thing that happened. Remember when you just showed up to mine? Same thing. Crazy, right? It'd be the same thing.
I guess I'm a real firm believer in treat people how you want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? So I really try to handle people the way I want to be handled. Like, whatever they got going on, I support it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always try to show love. And then I always try to, like, you know, like you say, comment, like, some inspirational to keep them going. Like, keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. You know, mm-hmm. always. Like, even with you, you know, because, like, not to say, like, you the first person I show support to. I don't want to say that. But, like, with your projects, you know, I've always been, like, 100%. Like, whatever you need from me, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to rewatch, you know, or read this script,
I'm down
to do it, you know. But I get that same thing in return as well. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I call him for, he's always been there to, like, help me out. You know what I'm saying? So
it's like a toilet up.
Yeah, legit. Just put it in the toilet. But, yeah, things like that. But that's so true. You do have to be careful who you showing support to, because you don't want to just be giving them all the support and they ain't giving you nothing in return. That's not an even exchange, you know?
Well, let me cut you off real quick about that. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes some people can't, but you know when people are being malicious.
Exactly. You know who's genuine.
And right. Who so some people are like, I can't. My baby was being born, bro. You know, I get it. But you got people got malicious behavior. They're like, you made a movie. Mm-hmm. And it was his producer, director. Mm-hmm. He was in the audience, and while he was in the audience, you know, before the movie started, like, oh yeah, I'm coming to see your movie. I, you know, and I'm like, okay, because he had a short film, and I saw his film before. So while I'm sitting in the theater behind him, he trying to dog the movie, even though the movie is about dogging bad movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Two movies about dogging bad movies. So he was trying to talk to these girls and trying to dog it out. They're like, shh, shh. So then when it was over with, oh man, that was dope, bro. I'm like,
oh,
yeah, man. I was behind you. What you mean? I was behind you. No, but it was good. So, yeah, all right. But I heard from somebody else, a very good source, that he's a clown anyway. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
But, you know, people give you fake support.
Mm-hmm. They do.
There's another guy that made a sketch. It was bad. He said, hey, Will, what do you think? I said, it's bad. Now, I'm not going to tell you everything I said because you know it was not going to be nice. Mm-hmm. But I told him it was bad. But I'm telling you not as bad, not as a somebody who hating on you, but somebody who can tell you how to fix it and make it better. Everybody else told me it was good. I said, they're not your friend. They're not your friend. If they telling you something good is bad, they're not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
They lying to you. And you want to, if you want to accept the lie and you cool with the lie, have at it.
Yeah.
And after that, he never sent me anything else.
Yeah. Some people can't recognize the, like, the love and the truth. Like, I'm literally telling you this because, like, I want you to do better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's hard. Mm-hmm. That's a hard pill to swallow. A lot of people don't want to accept that because nobody wants to hear bad news, something that they don't want to hear, critiques.
I wanted to, before I let the world see it, I want my boy, whoever, to tell me, yo, man, this ain't it.
No, for real.
Like, if I can't see it myself. Now, I can see it myself. I shot a short film a while ago, and I started cutting it together. I was like, this ain't it. This ain't it. And I stopped it. And I ended it. I'm like, I can't, because it didn't look good. Mm-hmm. And I told the people I want to shoot it again, but I said, it's none of your fault. It's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize the flaws. It's not like, oh, everything I do is gold. No, everything I do is not gold.
Right.
But I recognize it. And sometimes Aaron was watching something. He said, yeah, I don't really understand. I'm like, really? Okay. I'm not going to try to explain it to you because it's supposed to be self-explanatory.
Yep.
I should be able to Show it to you, you understand it right away. So now I do it again. So, okay, that makes more sense now.
Yeah, because you went straight to a reshoot. I'm like, damn, you just shot the whole thing.
Yeah. Up. It ain't no, okay, let me, anytime, well, somebody's like, oh, I know what he was trying to do. If they know what you're trying to do, that means you didn't do it. Because that means this person that don't know what you're trying to do is just sitting there, just trying to enjoy the film. You know, they like, what happened?
Yeah.
I don't get it. And people sitting there, because and with Tubi movie, the first scene, people confused. They real confused because your son is 70 right. and y'all 20. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you in the movie though. But I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna see it today.
He's spamming that.
But you know, and then, so they was like, "What?" So then the credits roll past, and then the part with Damon and David come on, and then they tuned in now because they like, "Oh, it's that kind of movie." I use the Pulp Fiction font.
Yeah.
All that. So you know. The first scene of Tubi movie, people are confused because they expect to see, they see two adults, but they didn't see two adults in their 20s. Then they see they have a son that's like 70 years old. They're like, huh?
Right.
They're confused. Mm-hmm. But as the movie goes on, everybody understands because people ain't understanding Tubi movie is basically what everybody talking about online, which is Tubi movie.
Yeah.
So. And the support is support.
No, I feel that.
You just got a certain level of passion for it where you're ready. If it's a little bit wrong, you're willing to reshoot the whole thing. A lot of people, they, like, let's say as a filmmaker, they make a movie, but they're kind of, let's just say they're doing it for money. They're like, oh, I'm just going to dish it out, whatever. I'm not going to reshoot the entire thing just because one thing wrong.
Well, see, the thing is, at my level, I can't afford a mistake because I will be cited for that. So when you look at somebody like Quentin Tarantino, it's a mistake in this film. So people are going to say, that's art. If I do it, he messed up. He don't know what he's doing. So I have to have it close to perfect as possible. So I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect, but it's going to be as close to perfect as possible where you can be like, wow, this is like one of the movies that's in the cinema.
Yeah.
There ain't no mistakes in it. It might be a mistake in it that I didn't catch, but if whatever mistake that I can catch, I'm catching them all. I'm not letting nothing ride.
Absolutely.
A lot of people, a lot of independent filmmakers, they let it ride. And I think it's disrespectful to the fans or future viewers that might watch their project who are like, how they got that microphone in the shot? Oh, you ain't seen the trailer.
Okay. Never
mind. It is, man. But I got a question for y'all. What's the time?
The show, bro. Oh, you got a question for us, huh?
Damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to answer it, too. Don't bother me.
I got to watch these movies.
Hey, we guess.
Oh, this dude. What's the time that y'all, like, were going through something and y'all wanted support but didn't have it? How did you feel one and how did you keep pushing through to accomplish whatever you was trying to accomplish?
For my fight. I was cutting weight. No one in my family really understands the process of cutting weight, how hard it is, or why I'm fighting in general. They're like, oh, you don't need to do that in the first place, but I want to fight. So I'm in here cutting about 20 pounds that week. That's the week I was cutting weight. Y'all were helping me. Y'all like, I was struggling. Lips dehydrated. And I'm in the house, and you'll see like my sister, my mom, everybody will be like, oh, you don't need to do this in the first place. Why are you cutting in the first place? Drink this. You can just do that for a little bit. No one, I can't do none of that. I have to make this certain amount of weight. The only reason it was just like, just that positive reinforcement. Like, I know I only have one more day for this. I only have two more days. This is what I really want. I know I'm going to struggle now, but it'll pay off later. And it ended up paying off. I just have to tell myself that. Because no one in the house, they kept saying, go eat something. You don't need to do this. It's just a fight. You don't have to do it. You just reschedule. I didn't want to reschedule.
Yeah.
But it's just, that, I mean, that's why I go back. Like, you don't need support from everybody, but
I get it. I mean, for me, I don't know. I haven't had that happen where I wanted support from some, I guess, family. Because I think one day I had a short film and I showed my aunt and she was like, oh, that was nice. So then her brother showed up, my uncle. And when he showed up, she was like, show him your movie. I said, he don't want to see my movie. She said, yes, he do, don't you?
No, I don't.
That made me laugh so hard. But I wasn't mad about him not, because he was honest.
Yeah.
He was honest. You don't want to support me? Cool. I think, I guess I got it from Jay-Z. If you don't if you don't like what I'm, my rhyme, pay me no mind. Change the channel. So, you know, I think, I don't know, I don't look for the support like that. Because people, I make the work, people come out to see. That's it, that's all.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed. I'm going to say I'm blessed with that because people don't have to show up. But I feel like I'm blessed when people show up. So, and it usually be people I don't know, except for Von. I know Von, but, you know, it'd be people I don't know to show up. So when I see all them faces, like, well, thank you for showing up.
Right.
You could have been anywhere in the world.
That's so true.
So that's love.
I think I'm kind of the same, bro. Like, I don't really look for the support, but it's always nice to have it, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But I never look for it because it's like, I don't want to go around with that expectation like you're supposed to, because I'm always going to get let down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I move as I hope for the best, but I expect the worst. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm legit just going into it. Let me just get to work. You know what I'm saying? They'll see it later. They'll see it, you know, they'll see it. I can't worry about they. I got to worry about staying on this process,
and
continuing.
If they don't, they don't.
Yeah, they don't, they don't. You know what I'm saying? Now, in those moments, it do be lame and like kind of shitty to see them going so hard for other people, the people that you want to go hard for you. You seeing them do all this stuff, you seeing them repulse people's stuff and all this kind of stuff, but they don't do that to you. And that's okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, granted, I would love that, but it's like, hey, it's okay if you don't. I'm not expecting you to do that because you don't have to. Nobody owes you anything, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I move with it, you know? Yeah. Just keeping that, like, I guess you could say tunnel vision. Like, I try to maintain that. And it's a hard thing to do, but it's just like, hey, just keep doing. Just keep going. Like, you just keep going. That's what goes through my head.
It goes back to that point of you can't worry about who ain't supporting. You got to worry about the people that support.
I 100% agree with you.
Because when you start worrying about people who ain't supporting you, you really worried about you. You put your energy into them.
Exactly. These
people over here, they got your back. And then they're like, why are you not paying attention to us?
Mm-hmm.
We got a t-shirt with his name on it. And it's like,
right.
And these people over here like, man, hey, man, can I eat my sandwich? Like, bro, like, don't you want to see my movie?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay.
That's so true, man. Why do you think we like that? Why do we focus more on something negative when we getting all this positive?
Man, it's really crazy because that's how the world works. You don't see nothing positive in the world. Get a spotlight on it. You see all negative.
Yeah.
Just think about what's going on with this president that's in the White House right now. All the whatever negative he does, the news just slaps in the front. You don't hear nothing about anybody doing anything positive.
Yeah.
You don't see nothing online. And I can't say it's the algorithm, because the algorithm does what the algorithm do, but at the same time, I get kitty videos on Instagram and I get fight videos on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, I just get whatever.
Yeah,
but
Twitter.
It's just people support. People are quick to say, ooh, that's a fight.
Man, quick.
Take their phones out.
But if a man and a woman holding hands and kissing, nobody, you're like, man, I don't want to see that.
Right.
But if a kid catching a ball for the first time, get him out of here. But a fight, two girls?
Man, be happy
man,
too.
Man, look.
Yeah.
Be take our happy. Shirt off. Take a shirt off.
Man.
Right, that's how it be. Real. That's the support that you get. Like, oh man, I want to see that.
But all them videos go viral.
Mm-hmm.
All the crazy stuff go viral, and it'd be so crazy to me. Like, some of these social media platforms block you from posting something because you said like fuck. But
yeah,
they posting all this killings and people getting beat up,
getting
real
shot.
Bad. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd be like, what is going on?
Like, how can I not? I can't complain about something with an expletive. I can't complain that way. But somebody just got shot in the head. They showed themselves off of themselves
exactly.
On camera. Like, pop. Mm-hmm. Leading out. I'm like, hold on. I don't understand.
It'd be crazy.
You're
man.
In Facebook jail. I'm like, how?
You'll see hundreds and hundreds of people liking those same photos. Though.
Yeah.
Those same videos. I like it.
They always go viral. People love, like, I guess it's true what they say. Like, people love misery. Misery loves company.
Misery loves company.
Yeah,
people like to see people doing worse than they are.
Exactly. All the time. You know what I'm saying? And then that's why you have to be careful with the whole like fake support, because you got people out here that'll see you finna fall off the cliff, but they want you to fall because they fail. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. won't give you the game to take this path.
They'll
you know
see
what
you
I'm
fall
saying?
Off the cliff. Like, no, one more step. you down here with me? How you doing?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
We together. We cool.
And that's crazy. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do that? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Hey, on Let's Chop It Up, man. We like to do like a mental health check. Like, how you feeling right now?
I think I got a little gas.
A little gas in
the system. A little gas. But I think it's because I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Well, I ain't asked about the good, man. I'm talking about.
No, that's, you said. Oh, mental health. Like,
yeah, you feel me?
But I'm mentally thinking about farting.
Don't put it right back in there.
Yeah, I'm cool. I think I'm cool. I do a lot of, I can't say I do a lot of self-help books, but I do a lot of reflecting. Like, when I'm not listening to nothing, when I'm just in the room silent, I do a lot of reflecting and seeing how I can do things differently. And then I self-correct. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm cool. I'm not sad. I'm a little stressed about my daughter going to school because of it was just because she's going away. Plus, now I just got this big old stack of cash I got to keep coming up with for the next 4 years. Yeah, so I'm a little stressed about that. But other than that, I think I'm cool.
Yeah,
I think I'm cool. Oh, my bad. He was talking to you.
Nah,
that was good.
I was going to go somewhere else too. Like, what's something that, like, you know, you kind of touched on it already. I wanted to say, like, what's something that you do that keeps you grounded, like, to keep yourself in a good mental headspace?
I think. Well, some people might call it meditation. I don't meditate, because meditation means sitting in one spot, eyes closed, just being.
Breathing, yeah.
But when I move around whatever I'm doing, and I don't have nothing going on where I can hear, even though my thoughts block out everything else, I start replaying everything and seeing how I could have done things different. So that's with everything. Yeah. That's with personal. That's with movies. That's with myself. Like, if I worked out and I hurt myself when I worked out, I'm like, what did I do differently? I said, oh, it was too heavy. Got it. So, you know, it's just like a lot of self-reflecting, because you can't lie to you. You can try.
Yeah.
That's so true.
But you can't lie to you. You can say, you know what, I'm a good person, but you really not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't lie to you. And once you understand and realize, once people understand and realize that, they'll stop lying to others.
Yeah.
Because usually the lie comes from within and it spills out into the world. Like, I'm the best person you can ever see. Bon, I'm the best. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, you're not. You're close to the worst, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, if you keep yourself honest, and then you just do a lot of self-reflecting, well, for me, it's not for everybody, but for me, you know, because I don't try to be right. I just try to be great. And I always tell people that I like being wrong more than I like being right, because if I'm wrong, that means I learned something.
Yeah. Right.
So, that's me.
I like that. That's a good takeaway.
This week I've been pretty good, but I know, as me as a person, I'm like really big in my head. So I always think about things that can go wrong, failing, what other people think of it. Because reached out for a fight for August 9th, I was telling you about.
Mm.
Rather than just, I'm already knowing I'm prepared, I've been training, I trust everything I've been doing, I'm always worried, oh, what if I lose? What if I'm not ready? What if my gas ain't gonna make it? What if I don't make weight? I've never blew weight before, but I'm like, oh, what if I can't do it? I'm always thinking about things that are going wrong. And I was pushing off accepting it. But I ended up accepting it today, because I kind of just had the positive, like, reflection. I'm just thinking, I just have to take action. I'd rather just take action and accept it rather than, because all these few weeks leading to the fight, I'm going to have, like, thoughts coming to my head, oh, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. But I'd rather take action than not do it at all.
Well, with you, you know, you're like, what if this, what if that, what if you do, what if you make it, what if you do win? And if you don't win, so what?
Yeah.
You know, we ain't gonna win every fight. Just as you saw, my first movie flopped. It flopped. Like, I ain't gonna say flop, but nobody showed up for the screen. It was just me, like, huh. That's how it feels being theater by yourself. That's real. Ooh, this is really. But you know, as long as you know you're doing your best, that's y'all. That's the only thing that really should matter. Because when you get in your head about all the stuff that you just said, it stunts your growth. Because you can't worry about none of that. And Aaron told me, y'all work out with no music and none of that. It's the same thing with all the stuff that you got going on. When you just stay in your head in a positive way, not in a negative way, just you there and you like, man, I lost that fight. You know what? Can I see the video? Okay, I should get that. Did. Okay, cool. Can we do it again? Mm. All right, this now you win. Mm-hmm. Or you might not win, but this time you don't lose by such a big margin.
Yeah.
You know, keep crushing until you cross the finish line the best way. So I mean, I don't know if it's advice, but it's just a suggestion. That's a suggestion. Stay out of your head. Mm-hmm. Just stay out of your head. Your head on the negative side. Because I can always say, oh man, you know what? People ain't gonna show up for the shoot. What am I gonna do? I already have 60 plans in place for that. You know what I'm saying? So if this don't happen, okay, well, I'm gonna do this. Matter of fact, you remember we were shooting that sketch and the dude, he flaked on the location. He flaked on the location. Okay. Called Aaron, yo man. He said, I heard the panic in your voice. My dad said, cool, come on. Shot over there, we shot it. Easy. But you just gotta not focus on the negative. Because when you focus on the negative, that'll make you stay in the house.
Yeah, just to touch on that, like, mentally,
we're going to wrap it up. You know, what's the name of it? Chop it up. We're going to wrap it up. So,
wait,
what
the
fuck?
No, we got to cut that shit.
No.
Stop it.
I get you. Whoa, brother. You're in the wrong setting. All right, so yeah, like, just to touch on that, like, this week I would rate my mental like a 7. I don't know why. That's cool though, but y'all gave how y'all felt that, and that's fine. I would say like a 7, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was in my head about this, you know what I'm saying? Just to touch on what you was talking about, like having those thoughts, like, damn, like how this gonna go? Cause like now we got somebody else in here. It's only our second episode. Mm-hmm. And I be like in my head thinking about it, but it's just like taking that time, taking a step back, calming down and then approaching it with a calmer mind. You know what I'm saying? I can always move better with a calmer mindset. So it's like, I did that a lot with journaling. Like, I really been rocking with journaling lately. Okay. And that really keeps me grounded. I didn't really do a lot of meditation this week. But journaling helped me, like, ground me and, like, keep those negative thoughts, I guess, out in the back of my mind. You know what I'm saying? So, pretty good week, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, for you with this, it's like, you know, if everything's not perfect, who knows it's not perfect? Y'all right. Too. I don't know nothing. Right. I'm just a guest. So for me, this is perfect. You appreciate feel me? That. This is perfect for me. You know, I'm not like, oh man, what's going on? No, this is perfect. I'm appreciate the guest. That. And that's how I feel when it comes to the movie. Like, oh man, we ain't gonna shoot that scene. Like, don't nobody know that but me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we ain't gotta shoot that scene. That's just cut. Yeah. You know? I wrote it, but it's not married. So it's gone. So with y'all, aside from, you know, being nice and it's cold in here. I wish y'all turn that heat on. But you know,
I don't know if y'all can see me, but I'm perfect. It's hot in here. But yeah, man. That was another episode of Let's Chop It Up, man. We appreciate y'all for supporting us, the people who do support us and come and watch the videos. Definitely appreciate y'all. Appreciate you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Always, man. You got a home head.
Support.
You got to say hands again.
Yeah, it's always a home head, man.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah, man. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode. Appreciate y'all. Peace.